me and Rob, we heading up to HoHoCom. And we're going to watch Fukudome after I do my Sudoku.
Oh, wow. That's three cuss words in a row. You need to get beeped on all three of those. Because I've been to HoHoCom.
Yeah.
You know, and it ain't cool.
Yeah, the HoHoCom is a great stadium. It just don't have the ivy.
But I don't want to see Fukudome at HoHoCom.
He'll be there because he's back. But that's what's going on today, to answer your question.
Okay, so we are going to hook up. So we go into the Chicago White Sox, Chicago Cubs game at 1 o'clock at HoHoCom Stadium.
And then after that, what are we going to do?
Well, we're going to Price Club, or we're going to Costco.
But after that, what are we going
to
do?
We're going to go to Home Depot. Yeah, buy some wallpaper, maybe get some flooring, stuff like that. Maybe Bed Bath & Beyond. I don't know. I don't know if we'll have enough time.
Oh, okay. We watched the U of A game.
For real?
We barbecuing. Come on. You said we barbecuing here.
We barbecuing. Let me. I'm going to prick you with this thumb.
Ouch!
Make a blood promise.
Ouch!
All right. See that?
Okay, I'm writing it on the piece of paper.
Yeah. Okay.
I just wrote on a peeper paper piece. I said peeper paper.
A Peter Piper pick pepper, but run rock rhymes.
Dumpty fell down.
The whole concert.
Nimble.
Faster Jack saw Jason.
You're listening to
Atypical.
Atypical sports radio show.
Atypical.
Atypical.
Okay, let's just call this play why Matthew's so weird.
They speak very fast and very loud.
Atypical.
Welcome to the Atypical Sports Show. This is your host, Key, Rob and Key, putting it together for y'all. Hey, it's been a good weekend for us. Last time we talked, we had a great day Friday, my bad. Today's Tuesday. We had a great day Friday. Not as great as you guys anticipated, but, you know, they put the knife in us quick, and we died early.
You know, it's better. You know what? I don't know what to say, because I mean, everybody. Okay, so we lost.
We lost 103-64.
39 points.
40.
39 points.
We lost by four decades. Four dimes.
You know what, though?
40 cents.
We got our behinds whipped, though. But
we got pumped.
But that's what kills me. It's like, we look like we were shook.
We got punked. Every time they dunked, they would scream,
I've never heard people dunk, like scream when they're running down the lane before they even dunk it.
It was embarrassing.
It was like Chase Buttinger said, you know what? I'm going to use this opportunity to show you people that I can play in the league.
Yeah, he didn't show his defensive skills.
No, he did not, but that's not what he's going to get drafted for.
Yeah, but Jordan Hill, he kind of got exposed out there.
Kind of?
Yeah, he got exposed out there. But, you know, the core of this whole thing is the West Coast got exposed. Pac-10 is whack. I haven't said this publicly ever in my life. I haven't said it privately in a long time. The Pac-10 is whack. The West Coast has no hope. When the last time a Pac-10 team won the national championship?
UCLA.
Why are you disrespecting us? Well, what year was UCLA?
I think they were like, weren't they like after us?
No.
97?
97 is the last time a Pac-10 team won.
Really?
12 years ago. When was the last time a Pac-10 women's team won?
Stanford.
1992, Jennifer Ozzie. That's how whack the Pac-10 is. All this fake, the Pac-10 is, man, we whack. No. The last team to win was U of A in 97, and they were a fifth seed? It was a fluke? Did I say that? I'm not a fluke, but it wasn't like a powerhouse team that just came through and snatched it like these Big East and these ACC teams been doing?
Oh, don't sleep, brother. Let me break you down a little bit. The last 20 years, guess how many Big East teams have won a championship?
Okay, there's only been two since the Pac-10, though.
In the last 20 years, how many Pac-10 teams won it?
Two.
Well, I mean, shoot, 3-2. I mean, but Big Ten is love. You would think if
you said
I mean,
Big East.
I'm sorry, I mean Big
you
East.
You said Big East.
I meant to say
Big East. And I was like, man, Connecticut won three.
Connecticut won two.
Two. They about to win three. Oh, that's pre-cog.
Connecticut won two, and Syracuse won one.
True.
Okay, so like in the last 20 years, there's only been three Big East teams to win it.
And only two Big Ten teams. And that's Michigan State. They only did it twice.
No, Indiana's...
And Michigan.
In the last 20 years, Michigan hasn't won in the last 20 years. That's 2000.
They won in 2000. And in 89 was...
Michigan won in 2000? Oh, Ramil Robinson. Yeah, Ramil Robinson. Yeah. No, but did they... Yeah, they won. They beat Seton Hall. Yeah. Okay. So, but I'm saying, like, everybody... Okay, is a Pac-10 really whack? I mean, we've won two. You know, Big East has won three, but you would think, if I were to ask you that question, did you think that the Big East, if you had to bet, would you have said over and under? Would you have said over on three?
When? Before the tournament or before the season?
No, before.
If I'm asked the question
of like, if Big East won in the last 20 years, would you say over under three? What would you have said?
It depends if you gave me 3 minutes to figure it out.
Oh, okay.
But off the top of my head, I probably would have said more.
Yeah.
3 seconds, I would have said more. 3 minutes, I might have figured it out.
Okay, but I'm just saying what we're influenced by is the fact, and this is going to lead to another subject, which is going to be cool transition. What we're influenced by is that the fact the Big East has Big Monday, ACC has Big Wednesday, they got ACC Tuesday, and then I think Wednesday might be Big Ten or whatever, but every day has their national ESPN, nationally televised game. And what's been lacking is the Pac-10 getting national television instead of Fox Sports, nothing against them, but instead of getting Fox Sports, getting ESPN. And so that's what's leading to this Pac-10 dude getting the boot. So the president of the Pac-10 got the boot last week. Mm-hmm. So now they got a new guy in there right now, and that's his number one agenda, to work out some contracts so that the Pac-10 gets more television exposure, because that's what's really hurting us.
It's hurting us, and it hurts us that I'll put it to you like this. The breakdown of the East Coast and the West Coast. When you grow up on the East Coast, and I'm not saying this from personal experience, I'm just saying it from because I know geometry. Mm-hmm. When you grow up from the East Coast, you don't have to go far to find a game. These ballers who grew up in the West Coast who play basketball, you got to travel in leagues to go to Vegas or Las Vegas or the Bay Area. I mean, you're talking about the difference between Washington, New York City, Philadelphia is all right there. New York itself, you can go outside the block and find competition.
Right, but what's that got to do with
I'm
that?
I'm just saying people are tougher from a younger age. You're
no,
falling.
No,
you're,
I don't think okay. so. Not now. I could say that maybe like 10 years ago, but not now. Because I think it's so... right now, it's so many AAU camps. It don't really matter about the travel.
Well, I'm just saying the population, the density of people and the competition is easier to find in the East Coast than it is in the West Coast.
Okay, so is that why you're saying the Pac-10's whack is because it's easier to find?
I'm not saying the Pac-10. Okay, the Pac-10's the only conference out here that's even worth talking about.
That's what I'm saying. West Coast basketball, you were saying.
I'm just saying West Coast basketball in itself.
Okay.
And I know there's a hotbed that no one's talking about. And that was my avenue of you bringing up where your hometown
is. I was trying the reason why the Pac-10 is struggling is because they, when you go to recruit's house and you say, listen, we're going to play on national TV. That's why U of A got recruits. We're going to play on national TV. U of A is really the only team from the Pac-10 besides UCLA who would play in these national tournaments. Pac-10 coaches can't go to their kids and be like, dude, you're going to be on national TV at least 15 times this year. East Coast teams, they can go to them and say, you're going to be on Big Monday every
week. I totally agree with you.
That's the transition is the reason why the Pac-10 fell off. I think more in basketball recently.
I'm thinking it's deeper than that as well. I think that the Pac-10 is soft.
No, they
still
got
the U of A. It's like Louisville pumped U of A.
No, they ain't soft, dude. UCLA. UCLA.
U of A. I know, U of A.
But I'm saying you said the Pac-10's soft.
Yes.
I'm saying UCLA is not a soft team. Washington State's not a soft team. What? They play tough defense. No, they play the ASU's not soft. Is ASU soft?
They didn't look too hard.
But I'm just saying. Okay, I guess it could be semantics. I'm just saying they're not soft. They're not a soft team.
They're softer than they are out east.
Ain't got as much talent. Man, dude, Connecticut, have you seen the team? Yeah, Jeff Adrian looked like he is from
And that's what I'm trying to say.
Zamunda.
That's what I'm trying to say. The 9th and 10th players are players that are from Connecticut and Massachusetts. They're better than 9th and 10th players on ASU teams that go to Mesa High. That's all I'm saying. It's just there's just deeper talent where the competition is deeper from 1 to 12 versus you go to the 10th man on U of A, or you go to the 10th man, you got David Baga coming off the bench, a 12th man from Marana High School or somewhere. That's the difference. That's all I'm trying to say.
I can't, you know what? I can't refute that, but
there's no reason to. That's your natural ability is to refute it. I'm just saying there's a point to it. Okay, they have deeper talent.
There's a point to it.
I'm not saying that's the only reason why they're better.
Okay, that they have.
You have your point too. You're right.
Yeah.
Because there is a bias.
Right.
But there's also a talent pool that's easier to pull better talent.
I agree with you.
They go out there, they expect to get thrown on the floor. Out here, it's a different kind of jump shot, Reggie Miller type game. And I'm from the West Coast. I'm not knocking it at all. That's just me being not a fanatic.
Right. I understand. I really understand what you're saying. I mean, that's a valid point. That's one of the many points that's caused the contribution to these teams on the East.
We got the Pac-10. I mean, the Final Four has Michigan State.
Cold.
UConn.
Real cold.
North Carolina. Father of basketball, nowadays.
Right.
And we got Villanova. Philadelphia.
Cold.
I mean, those dudes is just, let's just go to the
what
gym.
What else you do? You just go to the gym and just shoot. That's why Seattle. Man, I just almost choked right there. But that's why Seattle.
My voodoo almost worked?
You
I was like Darth Vader right
you
there.
Was like, yeah. Lord Vader. No, but that's why Seattle. I mean, these cold weather places, it's so funny how, that's why when it's cold, I mean, the weather dictates what.
Well, what's about Seattle hoop? What's going on?
Okay, so when it's cold, just going on a point, when it's cold, the weather dictates what sports you play in your area. That's just how it is. Hockey, Canada. But can Seattle you, right now?
I'm saying give me specific people that are coming from Seattle.
Seattle right now, Coast. Seattle right now is probably, I would say, the top two. Three places in the country where high school talent or college talent is coming out of right now. Brandon Roy from Garfield High School, Isaiah Thomas from Tacoma, Washington, to Curtis High School, my high school. Mm-hmm. You also got Abdul Gaddy, yeah. And he was supposed to go to U of A, but now he's going to UW. Uh-huh. There's going to be a kid named Josh Smith. Mm-hmm. He's coming out. And actually, he's a junior next year, but 6'10 dude, one and done dude. This other kid, I mean,
Terrence Williams from Louisville. Just go back a little bit further. Michael Dickerson's from the Seattle area. You know who else? Jason Terry's from the Seattle area.
Jamal Crawford from Seattle area. Spencer Hawes. It's huge right now. There's about a town. If you go
Nate Robinson.
If you go to highvoltagehoops.com, it'll be all on a Seattle scene. It's like sick. You even heard it on if you were watching the NCAA tournament games when Louisville was playing. Mm-hmm. They was even talking about, man, Seattle's just a hotbed for hoops right now. And it's because, you know, it rains all the time. That's a sport to play. And it's serious up there, man. I mean, the competition's serious. A lot of these cats coming up, man. I mean, there's something to watch. So,
and they got hard up there. They ain't going to call them soft. Brandon Roy's up.
He is, man.
Yeah.
You know, so
and Nate Robinson ain't afraid of nobody.
He ain't scared of nobody. So Seattle's, man, I mean, them high schools real competitive up there, mm-hmm. man. But don't sleep on that hoop scene up there. That's what I'm saying. And those dudes come out the next couple of years, you'll see a really difference in the Pac-10. These kids stay at home, watch UW. UW hoop, sick.
Yeah.
Damn. Come on, man. I feel like I can say anything because they're going to beep it out. So I feel like I just liberty to say, what?
Wow.
Shimmy them, that.
So, yeah, dude, that Seattle scene is very interesting. And you hit me to it because, matter of fact, last night, the dunk contest. There's three McDonald All-Americans that are from Tacoma.
From Tacoma. So, like...
That's 3 out of 24. One out of eight. That's... Key, math, skills. So, 25% of the people in the McDonald's All-American game from Tacoma.
25%?
Is that too much? 3 out of 24. 1 out of 8. No. My fault. But it's 12.5%. But still... More than 10?
Yeah, 12% of the players there are from Tacoma, Washington.
Okay, let me get math skills. 1 out of 8, 4 out of 8, 50, divided by 4, 12.5.
There you go, that's better.
13%.
13% of the players, man. Three players from Tacoma, Washington. That's what's
13% of the McDonald's All-Americans are coming from a city that is that produced your host, Rob. 50% of the hosts on this show come from that city too.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. That's what I'm saying. It's nothing but love over there in Washington, baby. So shout out over there
in
Tacoma.
And I gotta give love to the state of Washington because my sister went to college at Washington State. My cousin played football at UW. He played football with Jock Robinson,
right,
who is Nate Robinson's dad. So I mean, oh, pat out.
6 degrees.
A separation.
Okay, cool. So, coming back from the break, we got, you know, not coming back from the break, we're going to have some love right now. We'll see what we're going to talk about is a little bit of Tiger Woods. And, you know, we're going to give you the evolution of Tiger. I want to give you the evolution of Tiger Woods fist pumps and his different antics and things that he's done to show you that Tiger Woods is probably not the cool little guy that you think.
No,
stuff sneak out with Tiger. Yeah. And if you're really there to watch it, you realize Tiger is really more than a Cobble Asian dude.
Yeah.
He's not just Cobble Asian. So come back for the break. We'll hit that up with the Atypical Sports Show.
Oh, yeah.
Peace.